welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so pleased and delighted and privileged to join my spiritual family every day on this station, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And the last few days, we've been looking at developing faithfulness, and closely related to that is having God's love in our hearts. So I thought I'd take maybe at least a couple broadcasts looking at God's agape love. Now, in the scriptures, there are three kinds of loves. There's eros, romantic or sexual love. There's phileo love, which is the natural affection between friends and blood relations. And then there is the agape love of God, is which we want to concentrate on. And that agape love defines God's very nature. The New Testament says of the Lord that God is love. The literal translation is God, as to His nature, is love. 2 Peter 1 and 3 says, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And of course, we know by Galatians, the fifth chapter, we crucify the flesh, we mortify the deeds of the flesh through the power of the Holy Spirit. So when you and I accepted Christ, beloved, we received a new nature, and then we begin to grow in it. Now, we know from the Word of God that God's love is unconditional. Romans 8 and 5, this is the Living Bible translation, says, but God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were yet sinners. Agape love, God's love, causes us to love others when they are imperfect. You see, we're mirroring God's love. He certainly loves us when we're imperfect. And agape love is giving. John 3 and 16 says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe on Him would not perish but have everlasting life. Galatians 2:20 says, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. So agape love finds joy in giving. And one of the most beautiful passages in all the New Testament is found, I believe, in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, which we refer to as the love chapter. And I'd like to read that. Let me just read the first three verses. Paul says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Those are some beautiful but powerful, powerful words. Those first three verses talk about the attitude of our hearts. Verse 3 says, bestow all my goods. That Greek word there has the thought of charity that is extensive in its diffusion as well as complete in its self-sacrifice. I give my body to be burned. Well, that's even greater self-sacrifice. You could actually, in Matthew 6:2, there's a scripture that there were hypocrites that gave alms, but they were given to be seen of men. So even self-sacrifice, we know, can be self-centered. Paul mentions four in these verses all four classes of spiritual gifts. He talks about tongues. He talks about prophecy, which is an instructive class of spiritual gifts, if you will. He talks about the wonder-working gift of faith and that of helps, which is giving. Now let's go on and I'll read verses 4 through 7. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Now, these are the characteristics, if you will, of agape love. And here we see a listing of the fruit of the Spirit. What does the word say? Love rejoices in the truth. Well, that's joy, isn't it? Love envieth not. Well, there's a lot of torment and envy, so that's peace. Love suffereth long. That's long-suffering. Love is kind. That's gentleness. Ultimate goodness is love seeking not her own, and that's goodness. Faithfulness, love bears all things, hopes all things, believes all things, endures all things. And then he goes on to say, love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Well, that's meekness. Love does not behave unseemly. That's an example of temperance, moderation. So agape love is the first part of the fruit of the Spirit. And just as the love grows, so does every part of that fruit cluster, if you will. And so we see that these beautiful aspects of character, these beautiful virtues, are really a description of Christ himself. He had all the fruit in perfection in his earthly walk. Love was the greatest characteristic of Jesus. And now the Father has a plan for us, and he calls for each one of us to be conformed to the image of his Son. So the excitement of the Christian life is moving toward perfection in love and growing up in him in all things. Now, let me read, going back to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 8. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When Jesus returns to set up his kingdom, we know that the, if you will, the earthbound characteristics of the church will cease in time, but love will continue forever into all eternity. I remember when I was very young in the Lord, I was thinking of all the various ways we can serve the Lord, you know, the gifts or the callings, the ascension gifts, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and all of those, although I believe there will be teaching and instruction going on in the knowledge of God's ways, yet all of those, like evangelism, well, that certainly is not needed, but what will continue is praise. We will always praise the Lord. We will always experience and grow in the beauties of a perfect love, which was expressed to us in the life and sacrifice of Lord Jesus. Every gift is linked in some way to the building up of the church into maturity. And so, when perfection is achieved, when Christ comes, their purposes will have been served, will they not? And they'll be rendered obsolete. But this will never happen to love. Now, let's look at what Ephesians says, that fourth chapter, I trust a very familiar verse, 11 through 16. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but he that also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And now in verse 11, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, and this is the purpose, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but, speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working, in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So the gifts were to be used to bring the church from a state of infancy, if you will, to adulthood. Now, going back to Corinthians, that 13th, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, Paul says, when I was a child, verses 11, 12, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. He said he spoke as a child, rather than, of course, speaking the truth in love. He understood like a child. Ephesians 1 and 8, Paul prays that the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened. And he thought like a child. Well, a child is self-centered, is he not? Well, I just glanced at my time, and my time is just rapidly coming to a conclusion. So I'm going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast, but I'd like to give you an invitation to write and share your prayer requests. And also, if at any point you miss the broadcast, you can go to unveilchrist.org, our website, and click on You See Them Broadcasts. And at any time, at your convenience, you can listen to current broadcasts or those that have been archived for several years. And I have an email from a sister writing from Duluth, Georgia, and she says, thank you so much for the broadcast on your website to listen to. I believe God directs me to the one He wants me to listen to. It's always anointed and such a blessing. The broadcasts are a word from the Lord for me at that time and what I may be dealing with or need to learn and understand. God's blessings to you. A sister emailing from Duluth, Georgia. Well, I invite you to write. If you have a testimony, if you're blessed by the broadcast, why don't you write me? The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,